Blog Talk Radio. Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're listening for the very first time, and hello if you are a regular listener. Welcome back. And, of course, hello to all of you who will be listening via iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Park Coalition, Radio, Overcast, Google Play, Spreaker, and, of course, my Blog Talk Radio community and those who may be joining me in the chat room. Hope you are having a great start to your week. And, of course, today's sponsor is Audible.com, who has more than 180,000 audiobooks and spoken word audio products. You can get a free audiobook of your choice by going to www.audibletrial.com/get organized. And of course, a little later, I'm going to be sharing my audiobook selection for this week. Well, I am excited because tonight is all about making time for you, putting yourself on your to-do list. We are waiting for our guest, Ola Jackson, to arrive in the queue. So hopefully she will be joining us soon. And it's a perfect time because it's almost 6 months into the year. And of course, ladies and men, it's really about putting yourself on the top of your list, but also some self-care. So we're going to be talking about that as well. And of course, I put out there my social media question for the week was, the last time I put myself first was. And I want to hear from you. So go to either my Twitter page, my Facebook page, or my Google Plus, or even if you follow me via LinkedIn, and just think about it. When was the last time you put yourself first? And, of course, I've got my product suggestion, my repurpose suggestion, and my app suggestion for the week. But in order to put ourselves on the top of the list and self-care, always keep this in mind. Put your own oxygen mask on first. That's the first thing they tell you to do when you're on an airplane, because you can't help anybody else if you don't have any oxygen. We all have heard the safety instruction in case of an emergency. Before a plane takes off, it is the same in life. You have to put your own oxygen mask on first, or you won't be any good else. Whether it's an oxygen mask, when you're a caregiver, you know, unfortunately, statistics shows that a lot of caregivers are a lot sicker than the people they're taking care of. So think about that. So while we wait a few minutes for Ms. Ola Jackson, I just wanted to share some things with you, and these are like some time management tips on self-care. But before I do that, today was my self-care day. I had my annual physical with my doctor. I got a referral for my mammogram. I got a referral for my colonoscopy because I'm over 50. Once I get those out the way, I am going to have my eyes examined. An eye exam, and I'm also going to be looking to talk to a nutritionist or a dietitian. So I am putting myself on the top of the list. And the reason was, you know, all of the wonderful things that happened to me, Rachel Ray, and then, of course, last week I received an award at my college for my volunteerism, and I want to do more, which means I've got to have a little bit more energy. And I got to feel like when I get out of bed, I want to get out of bed in the morning. So So that is why I want to focus on the self-care. So let's talk about some tips for just taking care of you and putting yourself on the top of your list. I always use alarms on technology to make sure I eat. You know, use alarms on technology and also turn off my computer. That's part of my self-care. Because sometimes, when especially for those of us who work at home, we get so caught up in whatever that project is, the time goes by faster than we think. And before you know it, it might be 1 o'clock, it might be noon, it might be dinner time. So that's one of the things I do. I use technology to incorporate my break times and my meal times. But I also learn how to turn the computer off. And I actually, not only do I turn it off, but a lot of times I'll put it in, I have a little computer, but I'll put it away so that I'm not tempted to kind of sneak over and tap on the keyboard a little. So that is self-care for Janet. So sometimes you have to think about those measures that can help you take better care of you. The next thing is schedule me time, like other appointments. You know, you have your doctor's appointments, you got your hair appointment, you take your car in to be serviced. So what is your me time? Your me time could be just maybe taking an hour to read a book. Your me time can be meditation. Your me time can be yoga. Your me time can be meeting somebody for coffee or maybe for lunch. What is your me time? Number two, make sure you schedule regular friend catch-up time. And that could be, and sometimes you have friends in other cities. So I have a friend, she's in the D.C. area, every maybe 6 weeks or so. I text her and say, hey, is this a good Sunday for us to catch up? And we'll talk maybe about for an hour, from 8 to maybe 9 on a Sunday morning, because neither one of us has really anything scheduled unless we're cooking or something. So that is my time to catch up. And sometimes you need that time to catch up with those family, catch up with those friends, those people that mean a lot to you, because they just kind of give you that feeling of just joy, et cetera, happiness. You know, you laugh with them, you joke with them, and you just need that. So think about that. Number three. Number four is making sure you schedule time to do something outdoors. I don't know what your something could be. Mine is walking. Sometimes I'll sit in the park and I'll just kind of look at the water, because a lot of times there's a water thing, waterfalls, fountains. But what is it? What is your thing that you want to do? And then, of course, the most important thing is making sure you schedule regular quiet time for prayer, for meditation, or just plain quiet time, because you need a moment of stillness. Sometimes we are just moving so fast in so many different directions, trying to balance so many things. We need a moment just to breathe and just be still. So my tailor tip time, which I'm giving you a little earlier, is my 5 tips of self-care. Use an alarm to make sure you take those breaks you need. And sometimes when you take those breaks, turn off your computer. Number two, schedule me time like any other appointment. Number three, make sure you schedule regular friend catch-up time. Number four, schedule time to do something outdoors. And five, schedule regular quiet and prayer time. So those are my tailor's tip time. And I'm excited because coming up in June in my Get My Life Totally Organized group, we're going to be focusing on 30 days of self-care. 30 days of self-care. Each day, I'm going to come on live. I'm going to post what that thing you need to do. And then I'm going to come on live and tell you what I've done. So I'm going to be on this journey with you because I truly passionate now about giving more to myself because I'm getting older. I'll be 55 in a few months. And I don't want to be at a place in my life where I'm taking a lot of medication, I need the assistance of a cane or a walker. I want to live my best life. And in my family, my aunts, my uncles, even my mother, yes, she passed away of leukemia. But up until that point, she was walking. And when I say walking, she was walking. She put on a little white Keds sneakers, and she was a walker. So I want to be like that in my own life. So 30 days, and you know what the investment is? $1. So you can't go wrong. And then after those 30 days, if you say, you know what, this just really wasn't for me, you can leave the group. But it's a Get My Life Totally Organized group. It's a private Facebook group, and we are doing 30 days of self-care. Every day I may come on there and say, okay, let's, you know, listen to a podcast, listen to a documentary, take a bubble bath, you know, do a dance in the floor. But it's all going to be focused on self-care. So it's a Friday. So Friday, June 1st, for 30 single days. And the investment is $1. And if you decide to stay in the group after that, it's an investment of $7 a month. But that is my Get My Life Totally Organized group on Facebook. So I wanted to share that with you as well. So I am going to next move on to my audiobook selection for this week. And because we're talking about self-care, it is The Art of Extreme Self-Care. The Art of Extreme Self-Care, How You Transform Your Life One Month at a Time, and it's by Sheryl Richardson. I don't know if you remember, but she used to be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. And each chapter includes a relevant resource section that offers books, websites, audio programs, podcasts, and more you should want to explore in a particular topic. Art of Self-Care is a sane and sensible program that gives you the permission you need to dramatically upgrade your life. It's filled with personal stories from Sheryl and, of course, The Practice of Extreme Self-Care, New Strategies for Living, with chapters such as In the Legacy of Deprivation, Take Your Hands Off the Wheel, The Absolute No List, and Does That Anger Taste Good? So those are all the things of the extreme, The Art of Extreme Self-Care, Transform Your Life One Month at a Time, is a free audiobook for this month, and the author is Sheryl Richardson. So, you know, we had Mother's Day. Of course, the men can use this too, but I really wanted you to focus on you, putting yourself on the top of your to-do list. And as I said today, that is exactly what I do. So I am practicing what I truly, truly, truly preach. Well, of course, you know, today is Monday, and of course, you know what tomorrow is, Tuesday, and it is Toss It Tuesday. So, part of self-care is having a tranquil place to sleep. So, on Toss It Tuesday, schedule time to clear the clutter in your bedroom so you are no longer surrounded by piles. I repeat, clear the clutter in your bedroom so you are no longer surrounded by piles. So remember that. Because when you come home after a long, hard day, the last thing you want to do is have to push stuff to the side. The last thing you want to do is you want to see all the clutter and the pile and the chaos and the confusion in your bedroom. So what you want to do is you want to focus on creating a sanctuary, a haven, a tranquil, quiet place where when you come home, you can just like feel the stress, the anxiety just fall off of you when you step into your bedroom. And that's just more than really clearing the clutter. It means, you know, it may mean sounds, putting a little stereo system in there so you can hear specific music. It means feeling things. You know, for me, I have like a fur blanket on my bed, I like feeling that because it's luxurious and it's like I'm giving something to myself. And then, of course, it could be colors. It could be textures. It could be smells if you're into aromatherapy and candles. So think about all of that. You know, I'm going beyond the Toss It Tuesday tip, but I just wanted to share that with you in regards to the Toss It Tuesday. So make sure you clear the clutter in your bedroom. So when you come home, you can just take maybe a hot bath, a hot shower, and you can just relax and allow all the chaos and the confusion from the day to leave your body so you can enjoy the remainder of your day, your evening, but also your space. So that's my Toss It Tuesday tip for you. And of course, if you have any questions, go to the chat room. Because I want to leave the lines open just in case Miss Iola Jackson is able to join us this evening, because I know she's been working on conferences and et cetera, so, and campaigns. So I know she has had a full schedule. Well, my app suggestion for this week is Headscape. It's a simple way to reframe stress, relax with guided meditations and mindfulness techniques that bring calm, wellness, and balance to your life in just a few minutes a day. So again, that's Headscape. My product suggestion is the Key Clip. And the reason is the bobbin Key Clip, because a lot of times for you ladies, you get stressful because you can't find your keys. You know it's in that pocketbook somewhere, but you just can't find them. So this Key Clip makes it easy to locate your keys, no more searching in the depths of your handbag, backpack, briefcase, or purse. And then my repurpose suggestion is just using things around your home, not stressing out about what you don't have, what you need to buy, you need to go to the craft store, the hobby store. Using stuff, because when you start clearing out stuff, you may find things like ceiling fans, chairs, tins, ladders, etc. But you can transform them. I know when I see a basket, I always look at all the different ways I can transform it. Or when I get like food storage containers, I always look at all the different kind of ways I can transform them into something I can use. So with my app suggestion, my product suggestion, and my repurpose suggestion, you can find all of them on my Pinterest page, because I have a board of apps that will help you stay organized, a board for products that will help you stay organized, and a board for repurpose ideas as well. So on Pinterest, I'm Janet M. Taylor. Again, it's Janet M. Taylor at Pinterest. So I'm going to take a very quick break, and then I'm going to come back, and we are going to continue this podcast.
Hello, this is Bob Lewis from Closet and Storage Concepts, and you are listening to Got Clutter? Get Organized with Janet Taylor.
And that is Bob Lewis of Closet and Storage Concepts. They have got Murphy beds. They can transform a closet into a functional space that is organized and things are accessible. They can transform a closet actually into a beautiful home office, depending on how big the closet is. So be sure to contact them at Closet and Storage Concepts. Let them know that Janet referred you. So now, I don't know if you can hear that noise outside, but now I want to move to thanking you all who follow me via social media. You know, your post on Facebook, your tweets, your retweets. Thank you so much. It is greatly, greatly appreciated. And make sure you visit my Pinterest board on staying fit and healthy, but also, you know, my board for the bedroom as well as the closet. And, of course, for those of you who may be in a need for organizing, but feel, you know what, Janet, I'm a little bit far away, so I don't know how this thing is going to work. And you know what? I do virtual sessions. I recently did a session with a client who, unfortunately, she wasn't feeling well. She had just returned home from the hospital. I had just was recovering from some knee. I fell on my knees. We did a virtual session. And basically, sometimes you really don't necessarily need somebody to do something for you. You need somebody to guide you and direct you. And that's what those virtual sessions are. I guide you and I direct you. And within an hour, we had cleared the clutter, because she had the kids there, but we had cleared the clutter, which was basically the boxes, the moving boxes. We decided on a place where they needed to go and decided on where her office should be within an hour. So a lot of times it may not be sessions. It may just be an hour or two. So think about it. And, of course, you can always go to my contact page at janetmtaylor.com and just have a free 30-minute session where we can talk. I can see what your project is and give you a couple of pointers and see if this is something that you can find of value. So go to janetmtaylor.com and just go to the contact page and just click whether it's a home, an office, and a life project, and how I can help you so we can schedule a time to have a just a quick session as well. So I wanted to share that with you as well. And, of course, my upcoming podcasts are next week. We're going to be taking a break because it is Memorial Day. So, like all of you, got a three-day weekend, I decided to take one as well. So that's what will be going on. But coming back, we want to have Felicia Wallace Benton. She's going to be talking about small spaces. Sometimes you're single, but you want to be single and organized, so how to have that small space. And then, of course, his office space, I will be following up in regards to, because of getting their Father's Day and how he can have an organized office. Then Felicia will be returning, and she will be sharing how to keep him organized and you happy. So for all of you married people, you couples out there, you know you want to be organized and he's just a little disorganized, she's going to be coming back and sharing how you can have harmony in the home. And then, of course, meal planning is huge now, but also meal planning helps you stay healthy. So we're going to be talking about meal planning the organized way to healthy living, and that will be a wonderful organizer and meal planning coach from New York will be joining us. So I hope you will tune in as well. So again, next week we're having a break, but of course if you follow me via social media, I will be posting a show from the past that you can listen to on how to get organized to entertain outdoors, which is wonderful, which is Felicia, which will be kicking her off as she returns in June. So be sure to follow me as well. But, yes, this was just taking care of you. And, you know, as we get older as women, but also men, self-care is key. And, you know, it is, one, making sure you do all of your annuals, which all of you out there know, but making sure you have your annual tests and your physicals and you communicate with your doctors, but also making sure that you eat right and you know what you need to eat for you, not necessarily somebody else, but what you need to eat for you. I'm knowing now. For example, I made just a slight change. It's really, really helping me out. And one of that small change is actually I now, instead of putting butter and jelly on my toast in the morning, I put peanut butter on it. And it gives me that boost that I need, and I like it. I love peanut butter, so I put that on my wheat bread. But sometimes it's doing those little changes as well. And, you know, no matter what your age, you can do something. Whether it's walking, exercising, yoga, running, whatever your thing is. I'm a walker, so I'll probably be walking, you know, up until my you know, my senior years, whatever that looks like. But then I know friends who are runners. I know friends who do yoga. You know, now I'm really looking at some of these other alternatives in regards to exercise, some fun things like dancing. You know, a lot of us like to dance, so some dancing. So some fun dancing. So those are some things that you can do as well. So again, if you've got any questions or anything, please post them in the chat room. But I wanted to share with you one of the things that I, because I'm organized, I've always had my medical information organized. And, of course, a little over a year ago, I came across the My Body Passport. And I've shared this with you, and she has been a guest. One of the creators has been a guest on this podcast. But I picked it up again. And it was so nice to be able to really, really take my time and fill stuff out. You know, I've got my doctor's name in here. In case of an emergency, some things they need to know that, yes, I may have allergic reactions to certain things. You know, I have a tendency to have high blood pressure. And then, of course, I've got all the people who need to be contacted in case of an emergency. And then I have my surgical history in here, when I've had surgeries, some past medical histories in regards to I had measles, I had chicken pox, I had mumps, things like that. I have my allergies in here because, I mean, this book is really comprehensive. And then, of course, I have my parents who are both deceased, but I also have what they passed away of. And the next thing I'll be working on is my immunization. My doctor feels that it's very, very, very important for me to have one of the tests, and of course I can't even think of it right now, but shingles. She says she wants me to do that one. So, and my other tests, like my tetanus, et cetera, are up to date. And then the nice thing I do is, what I really like about this book is it actually, you know, when you have office visits. So I had an office visit today. I put that in there. And I actually, the doc, why I visited, on what was done, my blood pressure, and my weight. So all of that is there. So because I know I don't always remember everything, and it's called the My Body Passport. So just go to mybodypassport.com, and you can really find out. And I'm going to actually put a link in the show page after I'm done with this show. But this is a great way to keep all of your information organized. Not only that, it has a nice little sleeve which attaches to your refrigerator. So therefore, when emergency personnel see this, they will know that they need to look at it just because of the symbol on the outside of it. But also, this is great to take with you when you travel, because there are going to be times, and I'm not talking serious, you may all of a sudden, you know, hurt an ankle, and then they give you something for the pain, which knocks you out. But it's great because then whoever is traveling with you has this book and can actually say, okay, they have an allergic reaction to this. They had surgery on this date. They can answer some questions. So, again, check out the My Body Passport. It is great. I highly recommend it as well. So, it looks like, unfortunately, our guest didn't make it tonight, and that is okay because you know how I am. So, we are going to be ending the show a little early. But I hope you incorporate self-care into your life. I hope you, after listening to this podcast, that you go to your calendar, to your schedule, and you begin to schedule those doctor's appointments. But not only those doctor's appointments, at least once a week, schedule something fun. Because when you look at my calendar, you will see yellow, and yellow represents Janet and fun. So whether it's sitting in a park, you know, sitting by the water, having dinner with friends, watching a movie, going to yoga, doing a dance, whatever it is, just make sure that you do some self-care. And that's what it's all about, it's self-care. So I hope to have Ola back and returning and talking about how to put yourself on the top of your to-do list, which is the same as self-care. But tonight is just about self-care. Maybe, you know, sometimes that's how things work out because, you know, I had all my tests today, and now I've got some more appointments to make, which I'm excited about. And you know what? Sometimes when you're not feeling well, you need to go to the doctor. And by me going to the doctor, I feel a lot better. Not because she gave me anything, she prescribed anything, but just because she gave me that peace of mind that I needed to know, okay, so my pressure is okay. I've got some blood tests coming, and I feel that they're okay. And after she took me through all these series of questions, I'm thinking I'm not that bad after all. So think about that, self-care, putting yourself first. So thank you for listening. And be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And please visit me at www.janetmtaylor.com to schedule a virtual session to sign up for 30 days of self-care at the Get My Life Totally Organized page, or just to learn how to get your life in order. Again, janetmtaylor.com. So, have a great week. Have a great Memorial holiday and a 3-day weekend. So until next time, you have a clutter-free day, but most of all, you have an organized week.
Organization is a quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.